Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Seychelles Tourism helping small operators with low season. The Seychelles Tourism Department has launched a series of training sessions to help small tourism operators optimize revenue during low seasons. Running from November 18 to December 6, the 11 sessions across Maha, Praslin, and La Diga target operators looking to enhance their business strategies for managing both high and low tourist seasons, ensuring year-round sustainability. The initiative has attracted strong participation, with around 90 candidates taking part. With the Praslin and La Diga sessions already completed, the remaining sessions for Maha will conclude shortly. Feedback will be collected to assess the session's effectiveness, and plans are already underway to organize further sessions next year to extend the benefits of this program. Seychelles' low seasons, particularly in May and June, pose a significant challenge for many small operators due to a sharp drop in visitor numbers. Other low season periods include the post-Christmas and New Year's period, as well as September, following the European school holidays. According to the Principal Secretary for the Tourism Department, Mrs. Sharon Francis, the low season of May/June was particularly difficult for small operators. "We noticed that this year, the low season was more pronounced, especially in May and June," she said. "Some small operators are still struggling to adjust and optimize their revenue. When demand is high, they need to capitalize on that demand. And when demand is low, they need to adjust prices and offer special promotions to ensure consistent revenue." Mrs. Francis added, "We want our small operators to optimize their revenue so that they are prepared for both the high and low tourist seasons. This training is an opportunity for them to seize strategies that will benefit their businesses and ensure that, when the next low season arrives, they are fully prepared." Making up the bigger share of rooms in Seychelles, these small operators, including small hotels, guesthouses, self-caterings, are a vital component of Seychelles' tourism economy, accounting for 57.36% of the total number of rooms across the islands. Mrs. Francis emphasized that given their significant share in the Seychelles tourism landscape, it is even more crucial to support and encourage their performance, as their success directly impacts the country's overall economic health. The training sessions are free, requiring only one day's time and commitment from participants. Each session is designed to provide practical, actionable insights into revenue optimization and how to better manage business operations during varying tourist seasons. "We are confident this initiative will offer lasting advantages," Mrs. Francis said. "By equipping our small operators to navigate off-peak seasons, we are empowering them with the facilities to better manage their income and secure their long-term sustainability." The Tourism Department is committed to continuing and expanding the program in the future. As Seychelles prepares to tackle the low-season revenue challenges for 2025, these sessions provide an important step toward building resilience in the small tourism sector, enabling them to thrive throughout the year. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.